This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he has not decided on a response for the weekend drone strike in Jordan that killed three Americans. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president gave no details on what the response will be, nor if this one may prevent more Iranian-backed militia attacks on U.S. forces, since past ones did not.
We'll see.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says to expect an appropriate response.
Not just a single action, but potentially multiple actions.
The balance is in sending a strong signal to the militias while not triggering a bigger conflict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. military officials at the Pentagon on Tuesday declined to comment on a statement by the Iran-aligned Qatayib Hezbollah announcing the suspension of all of its military operations against U.S. troops in the region.
We've seen those reports. I don't have a specific comment to provide other than actions speak louder than words.
Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder said there had already been three attacks against U.S. forces in the region since Sunday's drone attack on the base in Jordan that killed the three soldiers and wounded more than 40 people. He has suggested a U.S. response would follow. Israeli forces disguised as civilian women and medical workers stormed the hospital in the occupied West Bank and killed three Palestinian militants. Tuesday's dramatic raid underscored how deadly violence has spilled into the territory from the war in Gaza. Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli forces opened fire inside the wards of the hospital in the town of Jenin. A hospital spokesperson says there was no exchange of fire, indicating it was a targeted killing. More at VOA News.